When a servicer makes a trip charge request, we will fill out the trip charge info form. The first blank is the A number. Enter the service company A number or serial number. The amount requested is the amount you agreed on with the servicer after negotiation. The reason is a drop-down. Those are those five trip charge types or reasons we discussed previously. The amount billable is normally zero unless we're working with a client billable trip charge, in which case it's the amount of money the client has agreed to cover. The reason description is generally left blank. We'll only fill this in when it's a client billable trip charge. The status is a drop-down with four options. Pending approval means that we've given verbal approval. Entered means we're just noting it down for later. We haven't approved or denied the request yet. Denied is exactly what it says. We've denied the trip charge request. Approved is separate from pending approval. This is where a regional manager or market manager has gone into the system and approved the trip charge so that it may be sent to accounting and it will show up in the job rates in DALI. The approved by field is the name of the person approving the trip charge. This could be the market manager or one of our resolution care managers, such as a group or pod lead.